speak for news via remote. I'm Joe Palka. The Taliban warned today that if Turkey extends its military presence in Afghanistan, the Islamist group will view Turkish troops as occupiers and wage jihad against them. The warning came amid fresh battlefield moves that the critics say show the Taliban are planning a military takeover of Afghanistan in defiance of their peace pledges, raising the prospects of a full-blown civil war. The United States has asked Turkey to secure Kabul's airport after the American and NATO allied troops withdraw from the country by the end of next month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said on Friday, without elaborating, that he had agreed with Washington on the scope of how to secure and manage the airport. The Taliban condemned the deal as reprehensible and demanded that Turkey review its decision. The death toll in the Miami area condominium building collapse has climbed once again today.
Covered an additional victim. The number of confirmed deaths is now 95. 85 of these victims have been identified and 85 next of kin have been notified.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava said 14 people remain unaccounted for in the June 24th collapse of Champlain Towers South in Surfside, Florida. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the building fell 20 days ago. With 85 of the victims identified, the mayor noted that the work of the identifying the bodies has become more difficult with the passage of time. Rioting and looting in South Africa continued today, raising the death toll to at least 30 as protesters clashed with police. The violence erupted last week when former President Jacob Zuma began serving a 15-month jail sentence for contempt of court. This is VOA News. European Union foreign ministers agreed on Monday on an ambitious global infrastructure plan linking Europe to the world. The infrastructure scheme is designated to rival Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which Western governments fear encourages countries to take on large Chinese loans that can then be leveraged by Beijing for political purposes. Brussels has already inked partnership deals with India and Japan to coordinate transport, energy, and digital projects connecting Europe and Asia. Tokyo and New Delhi have also voiced worries about Chinese infrastructure loans, making poorer countries beholden to Beijing, and have warned about Beijing using commerce as a tool for statecraft. Iraqi medical officials say the death toll from a catastrophic hospital blaze in southern city has risen to 58. Two health officials said on Tuesday that more than 100 people were also injured in the fire that torched the coronavirus of Al Hussein Teaching Hospital in the city of Nasiriyah the previous day. The officials say all those who died suffered from severe burns. The Pope remains in a Rome hospital after surgery. From Associated Press, here's Karen Chamas.
Vatican has announced that Pope Francis is to stay in hospital for a few more days to optimize his recovery. Pope Francis will remain in Rome's Gemelli Polyclinic despite completing post-operative treatment in order to make the most of his rehabilitation therapy. Surgeons removed half of Francis's colon on July the 4th for what doctors said was a severe narrowing of the large intestine. The 84-year-old has, however, made a public appearance since this surgery as he delivered his weekly prayer from the 10th floor hospital balcony. He used the occasion to call for free health care for all. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is adding a new warning to Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine because of a link to a rare neurological condition. Federal Oversight Agency issued a statement Monday saying it had received preliminary reports of 100 people who developed Guillain-Barré syndrome after receiving the single-shot vaccine. According to the FDA, Guillain-Barré syndrome occurs when the immune system damages nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and occasional paralysis. The White House announced today that First Lady Jill Biden will lead the official U.S. delegation at the Tokyo Olympics on July 23rd without her husband, U.S. President Joe Biden. News of her trip comes days after Tokyo officials, upon consultation with Olympic officials, decided to hold the Olympic Games without fans after recent surges in COVID-19 cases. Via remote, Joe Palka, VOA News.